Thank you.
係。跟住咧，我哋就翻翻嚟HEC 嗰個正常嘅會議。咁我 start off 咧 by telling everybody we lost the quorum already。而家又夠翻啦。OK， 又夠。OK。I think it's getting close to summer, so you know, attendance is getting a bit marginal. So you have to be very cautious when you should go to the washroom and all that, okay? Okay, so, 翻翻去我哋嗰个平常嘅议程啦。咁confirmation of minutes 就上次嗰个会议就喺六月五号咧，就将啲 minutes 就发咗俾大家，一路啊冇收到大家啲 feedback。咁两日前咧。又收到啊 ，Paul Simon 有啲 comment， 咁我又唔知 exactly 嗰啲有睇就係有啲又唔知佢係 comment 咧，亦或係proposed amendment， 因為有啲譬如舉個例
，Chairman， can I just raise a point of order？ I've received the draft minutes at 4:32 on the 5th of June， with a deadline for the 5 o'clock on the 6th of June。I received the agenda at 12:56 on the 6th of June with a deadline for 5 o'clock on the 5th of June. I've sent an email at 5:16 that I would respond, and I sent my amendments in as per the time on this email at 18:42 on the 6th of June. Now, I think in terms of, as a point of order, I think first of all, I think it's highly inappropriate that the agenda and the minutes are distributed at such short notice.And with such short notice to respond, there should be at least a minimum of a week to give proper respect to our membership and our work and the fact that we have normal daytime obligations, so we can give proper and due respect to the minutes and give our input.
Okay, Paul, your point understood. No, I think the point is, 大家有冇收到佢啲 comment 啊？即有冇睇？咁有啲譬如如果係譬如我哋係啲 drop minute 有有啲地方唔係好清晰，或者係唔係 factually accurate， 咁我諗我哋係應該係 amend 嘅，咁呢個係亦都係一隻。係有啲 point 咧，譬如舉個例when is government going to report back？ 咁譬如如果你當日討論嘅時候係冇一個 action item 咧，你就唔可以。Pretend 話有個 action item， 咁即係譬如如果有啲嘢我哋想有 follow up， 咁我哋係可以 within HEC 或者佢嘅 subcommittee 或者佢嘅 task group 有一個應該有個 mechanism 可以 follow up on 一啲 issue， 我哋可以繼續去探討，咁呢個完全冇問題。但如果係喺會議中我哋冇 agree to 有一個 action item 咧，咁我哋唔可以又中間又塞翻啲嘢落去，為你要喂咁之類，我諗我諗呢個係一個咩嚟？即係一個情。What I encourage you to do is you take your time. We're not going to confirm the minutes of the last meeting today. But you take your time. You saying you don't have enough time to make all the necessary corrections and amendment. Why don't you take a look at the comments you have made? And if you feel there are factual errors or inaccuracy.We should amend the minutes accordingly. But if something wasn't really that way for the discussion at the meeting, and you'd like to follow up, and then we try to follow up in some other means, but not stuck it in the minute as an action item. Is that fair?
Chairman, that is quite fair, but let me just take an example. Raymond Young responded to the issue of signage and suggested it was a good idea and it should be followed up. And the minutes don't show that there is an action item. So...Can I just ask you a point 1.2 whether there should be signage as an action item? I think that's a reasonably fair. Or we have a very fluid meeting where we do not have a specific process of going to action items and agree on actions. The actions get picked up kind of in a fluid manner, and they come down ultimately to who writes the minutes. So I'm just asking here to these things. All these things that I hear are either factual or can be checked against the tape.Of course, hasn't been taken place yet because we haven't had the time. We had a 3-day holiday between now and the time that this was presented. But I'm not suggesting here to do anything in addition to the meeting. I'm just suggesting to pick up on what was actually discussed.
Actually, there is a matter arising in today's, you know, the agenda that pertain to this, you know, the directional signage indicating the Secretariat has referred the member's suggestion to improve directional signage to Tourism Commission, you know. Now, let's do something like that. To be fair to you, you're saying you didn't have enough time to deal with all these, corrections, amendments, or missing item. Would you like to, go back and take a look at what exactly are your proposed amendment so that the Secretariat could, thoroughly take this into account? Because maybe Amy could explain a bit some of the difficulty in trying to address some of the comments you put forward. Amy, you want to say something?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We actually tried to look up our notes and see if amendments can be made to the minutes of meeting. But we would appreciate if Mr. Zimmerman would be, as the chair has suggested, to look at what specific amendments that he would like to propose. But just let me explain for his remarks on paragraph 1-2 regarding action missing against last sentence regarding signage. That's actually an item under our briefing, and so normally the briefing is left as just that, but we do have followed up on specific suggestions, so we haven't included a specific action item in the minutes of meeting, but we have put forward that suggestion to both Tourism Commission and Highways Department, and we would report in due course the response to that suggestion. And if I may go just one more item about action missing regarding TITEC and WD2. I think we have previous discussions in this committee, and there are some items that have been referred to the subcommittee chaired by Vincent as to whether they would be followed up in that context. But I think after the discussion there, recorded at the last meeting that those items, if members have specific things to raise, they will be included in the items in the agenda of subsequent meetings if there have been suggestions from members to do so. So basically, these are things that are either going on or there are things that will happen as they arise. So we haven't specifically included specific follow-up for those items. But for other suggestions, we think if members have no other views, we are prepared to look at the tapes. And I must emphasize here that our minutes actually are not verbatim. So perhaps there are different ways members would prefer their views to be represented. And so if they want to suggest amendments that are still in line with the records that we have, in line with the what has been said at the meetings, we are prepared to do so.
Chairman, if I can seek some clarification on the CAITEC and WT2, we have put forward concerns. At that time, it was then referred to Vincent's committee, and then from Vincent's committee, it was sent back to the ATC. So, do you want me to restart and raise the concerns that I've raised in the very start that started this entire process, or when do I have to do what? I mean, I just. If there is a more cooperative attitude, then we can easily be very active, or we have to kind of keep chasing each other all the time and keep throwing ping pong balls. I mean, to me, it's not clear. On the issue of signage, I'm very clear that we now have some format for certain items. We say action, other items we don't say action. I was not aware that there were certain rules and regulations for the way we write our minutes, but if there's some specific instructions that I can learn, then I'm very happy to leave my comments to follow the exact ways of how we write in minutes.
Thanks, Paul. Now, let me suggest the following. The very fact that the comments came a bit, only a couple of days before our meeting, maybe what we could do is we ask the secretary to get in touch with Paul, to explain like some of the things that she said earlier, like was something that was covered by briefing, maybe we don't put an action item that she tried to explain her rationale and fill Paul in on you know, some of the background. And we'll just hold up approving the minutes, and then you have a chance to you know, go over some of these comments with Amy, and then we would officially approve the amend the minutes at the next meeting. Is that clear? Okay? Right. Otherwise, we'll just keep going on each one of these comments, and we might just run the risk of losing the quorum for the other items. Okay?